Hey there, traders. Looking to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day? Then you need to head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com right now, where you can get our five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes per day. And the only place to get that is at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about three ways to overcome self-doubt as a trader.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com.
Hey there, 10-Minute Traders, and welcome back to the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, where we give you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. I'm your host, Christopher Yule, voted one of the top 100 people in finance for 2019, and today we're going to be talking about what are some ways to combat self-doubt as a trader. Now, this is something that I'm sure all traders have struggled with at some point, and we're going to take it a little more personal today. For me, this is absolutely something I've had to deal with and learn about. Right? I saw an article somewhere. I think it was by Steve Burns. I don't remember exactly, but it says something to the effect of trading is mainly a game between your ears. You either understand and know how to make money, or you understand and know how to lose money. And you know, everyone who starts trading, that's their goal, obviously, is to make money. Nobody gets into this game with the goal of losing money. But I also saw a stat that said something like 90% of people who start trading lose money and quit trading. And I think that has a lot to do with the mental aspect of it. And I don't think most people understand what it's like to go through big drawdowns. I've done it. I mean, for example, I talk about frequently in my first 60 days of trading, I lost 2/3 of my account. And that was money that I had saved for years. And within 60 days, it was all gone. And I remember, talking to my wife about it that day. And my wife looked at me and she was like, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Can't you trade or learn to trade with fake money? Can't you do something else?" And she was totally right. I mean, I was taking on too much risk, too soon, too fast, going too big. And, you know, that's the whole premise, right, that you hear with stock trading is you've got to risk big money to make big money. But what they don't talk about is what it does to you mentally when you've lost that money, when your account goes through a 67% drawdown. So the first thing I want to cover as far as helping you overcome some self-doubt with trading is actually setting intentions. Now, I love the movie The Secret, The Law of Attraction. I really feel that that's an important thing to keep in mind as you go through your life, right? You get what you put out there. If you're mean to people, people are going to be mean right back to you. If you're kind to people, people will be kind to you. I definitely feel that there's a lot to be said in that. But in that movie, Jack Canfield, who wrote my absolute favorite book of all time, The Success Principles, which I have all of my books out there at 10MinuteStockTrader.com/books. You go there and I have all the books that I love so much and love to recommend and give to people. But Jack Canfield, in the movie The Success Principles, he says you can drive from Los Angeles to New York City in the dark just with seeing the first 200 feet in front of you with your headlights. Your headlights will show you the next 200 feet. You don't have to know the entire way. But the one thing I want to add to that is you need to set an intention. I live in Texas, and you know, maybe you started out in Los Angeles and you wanted to go to New York, but because you didn't have a map, because you didn't know that you wanted to go to New York, you ended up in Texas. Maybe that's the case. You need to set the intentions and know where you're going and what you want to get from it. Sure, you are going to take it one step at a time. Sure, you're going to be doing it one trade at a time. But you need to have those intentions, right? And you need to set SMART goals. SMART is an acronym: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based. And that's why I'm doing the Small Account Challenge this year, is to show people that you can have incredible returns using SMART goals. Now, the next way that you can overcome self-doubt is to just outwork your competition. When my wife asked me, you know, "Can't you trade with fake money?" my first thought was, yeah, I absolutely can. And I started paper trading my butt off, like, immediately. And then not only did I do that, but I found every single resource I could find, and I studied that. I got up at 4 a.m., 3:30 a.m., whatever the case may be, and I studied it before I went to work. I studied it every chance I could while I was at work, and I studied it at night when my kids went to bed, because it was what I was meant to do. I often tell this story about the day that I knew that I was meant to be a trader. Like, there was a day, a specific time, when I realized that I was meant to be a trader. I have been trading stocks for a long time. I guess at this point, it had probably been 6 or 7 years. I wasn't having much success. I was just, you know, keeping up with the market or not, and just playing around with things, seeing how it goes. But I was sitting in my cube one day, and my boss was talking to another colleague of mine, and he said to this person, he said, "Hey, if you feel so strongly that Deutsche Bank is going to go down, why don't you go and buy a put on it?" And I've been trading stocks for a while, and the idea of options just never occurred to me. And the fact that I had actually kind of forgotten about options. And so the first thing I did, obviously, is go to Google. What is a put? How to make money selling puts? How to make money buying puts? Whatever the case is. And so I started going down that route, and I was like, whoa, this is unreal. People can actually make a monthly income selling options, option spreads in my case. And then I went to my books. I kept all my textbooks from business school. As I mentioned before, I have, you know, a couple business degrees. And on my desk, in this business textbook I pulled out, it had two tabs in that book. One tab was bonds and bond pricing, because that can get kind of wacky. And the second thing was options. And I looked at it. I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about this story. I looked at it and I'm like, how on earth did 10 years ago, me in college, know to put this tab here so that when the day came 10 years later, I would open that textbook to the exact page that I needed. And that's when I knew I was meant to be a trader. That day, that moment, was the day that I knew it. And since that day, I mean, I definitely have lost money, as I mentioned, but I've also made a lot of money. And in that, I've also made a lot of connections, and I've helped a lot of people, and that gives me greater pleasure than anything. And that's why I put out this podcast every day. Trust me, the revenue from the podcast is pretty insignificant. I mean, like, next to insignificant. But what I can do to help you in your trading and in your life, and give you some tools, tips, and tricks to help you with this, that drives me. It gives me so much purpose. And that, to me, is so important. Overcoming self-doubt, finding the way to outwork your competition, and find your purpose in life. My purpose is being here for you, to share some of my experiences so that you can learn from me and maybe not repeat the same mistakes. I mean, when I get up in the morning, I get up at 3:30 every day. I'm doing this podcast by 5:30. In the 2 hours between 3:30 and 5:30, I'm reading books, I'm making notes, I'm trying to improve myself. And then I'm here talking to you guys. And just to break down the fourth wall for a minute, it's me in an extra bedroom in my house with a green piece of fabric that I got from Hobby Lobby, tacked to the wall, and I'm talking to my phone. That's it. It's not anything fancy. The lights in this room came from IKEA. I mean, it doesn't matter what you have. It matters what you do with what you have. Outwork your competition. And that's a great way to overcome self-doubt. That's a great way to improve you and yourself. Actually, the third thing I want to talk about today is never quit. On that same vein, is never quit. Find what you're meant to do. I love this quote. It's by Eric Thomas. You should follow him. Just go to YouTube, type in Eric Thomas, and let him yell at you for a while. He's incredible. I love him so much. He's one of the people that has helped keep me going through my self-doubt, in fact. But one of his key points is find what you were meant to do on this earth and then spend every waking moment going after that dream. Every waking moment. If you are meant to play Fortnite and you're killing it and you're making tons of money doing it, then I am so happy for you. But if you're playing Fortnite, but you were meant to be writing symphonies, man, you're not there. You're not achieving that dream. I actually had somebody ask me, I was at work one day. This is a person who works in the same job as me, like literally same job, same cube over, same job title, everything like that. And I didn't go to a fancy school. I went to Henderson State University in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. And the reason I went there was because I got scholarships. And I also played in the band. I played trombone in the band. And I got scholarships to also play in the band. So basically, I went to school and left school with no debt whatsoever. This person I know went to a fancy grad school. And he's mentioned before how he has close to six figures in student loan debt. And we're in the same job. We're working side by side with the same job title. I've worked with people who went to Harvard and they sucked. I worked with people who went to Columbia and they sucked. I've worked with people who went to Texas A&M Commerce, which is a commuter school. And they're great. It doesn't matter where you went to school. What matters is the quality of your character. The person that I'm referring to here, he stopped by my desk one day. And my first job out of college in the recession was at Raytheon, big corporation, 75,000 people, 75,000 employees. And he asked me one day, hey, how did you even get a job there? You didn't go to a fancy school. And I was like, what did you just say to me? Keep in mind, we work in the same job title. I have no student loan debt. He has close to six figures. How did you even get a job there? I won't say the language I use for the podcast, but I had several words that started with F's and followed by U's. And I've never been talked down to in that way before, ever in my entire life. But I'm so thankful that he did that, because I can share that with you today. And I can share the points that you don't have to go to a fancy school. You don't even have to go to school to trade stocks. If you can figure out a system that works for you and is profitable, you can literally do this with money you make from Taco Bell on the weekends and then build that up into somewhat of an empire. It's going to take time, but there's no reason that you have to go to a fancy school. Trust me, there have been plenty of people who made lots of money in stocks that didn't even go to college. They may not even graduate high school. You just find the right stocks, find the right system, find what works for you, and you can make some pretty good money. I mean, look at, just take for example, Bill Gates or Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg. These are billionaires and they didn't graduate college. You don't have to have an education, and you certainly don't have to have an expensive education when you could learn what you need to do. I mean, the power of the internet these days, come on people. If you want to erase self-doubt, all you got to do is go on YouTube. Find out the most incredible motivational speakers. Eric Thomas is one of them. And then find out what you love to do. If it's playing basketball, if it's writing symphonies, if it's trading stocks, if it's teaching others how to dance, whatever the case may be. Find what you love to do and do that. The age of the internet has completely changed things. I recommend you go look up Gary Vaynerchuk. He talks about Gary Vaynerchuk. Let me say that correctly. He talks about how you can follow your passion and basically create your lifestyle that you want by following that passion. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. I think he talks about collecting Smurfs and making $80,000 a year doing that. And maybe that's your passion in life and you gave up your corporate job, but you're so much happier because you can talk about Smurfs all day. That's kind of where I'm at. I mean, I still work a day job, but I've also found my passion. Is trading stocks, trading options, and then sharing that with people. So, you know, self-doubt will come up, especially after you've got a lot of losing trades. But some of the keys that helped me were setting your intentions, figuring out what you want to do, what you're going to do. Find that destination and then drive through the night towards that destination. But make sure you have that destination in mind. Make sure it's plugged into your GPS. Even though it's only going to take you 200 feet at a time, it's going to get you from point A to point B. Don't deviate and not have a point B. Know what you want. Next is outwork your competition. Don't let anybody tell you no. If somebody thinks that they're better than you, just show them how much better you can do than them for any way any purpose, anything that you love to do, you can outwork your competition with probably not too much effort, because your competition thinks that, you know, talent alone will win. But as the old saying goes, talent plus hard work will win the day every time. Outwork beats talent when talent takes the time off, right? And then the last thing to overcome self-doubt is just never quit. If you know in your heart, if you know that you were put on this earth to achieve this dream, don't let anybody stop you. Don't let your wife, who says, "Can't you figure out how to learn to trade with fake money?" stop you. I'll give you one more anecdote about my wife. I love my wife. She and I have been married for 10 years. We've gone through a lot. There have been some incredible ups and some incredible downs. And right before my whole 10MinuteStockTrader.com business started to make money, I'm talking like 2 weeks, it had been losing money, and not losing money in a way that just like it wasn't generating revenue. She looked at me and she said, "Why are you doing this? What's the point? You haven't made any money yet. Everything you've done has just been an expense." And I looked at her and I was like, "It's coming. I know it's coming. I'm never going to quit. So if this just becomes an expensive hobby, it's going to be an expensive hobby, but I'm never going to stop." And not 2 weeks later, I was looking at her and I was like, "Told you so. Here we are." And of course, she's excited. She's happy. She's now enjoying it. And she'll be the first to admit that, yeah, she spoke a little out of turn there. But you know, we all have our self-doubt. And that was a self-doubt that had risen up in her. As she's seen how hard I've been working for years, how I basically don't sleep trying to build up this empire here. And, you know, to her way to talk me maybe out of it is saying, you know, are you ever going to make any money? What's the point? So, yeah, we kind of deviated from the regular 10MinuteStockTrader.com How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. But this is something that's been on the back of my mind, and it wouldn't surprise me if I brought it up again in the future for a future episode. But look, please make sure you like and subscribe, and come back tomorrow for more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. Thank you so much for letting me get this off my chest today. I really hope that it's made an impact to you and an impact on your day, and hopefully it's motivated you, kicked you in the butt a little bit to go out and do the things you want to do. Don't let self-doubt stop you. The only thing stopping you is you. So make sure to come back tomorrow for more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter, and I'll see you on the next episode.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Make sure whatever platform you're using to subscribe, and, you know, leave me a rating if you don't mind. 5 stars would be great. Make sure you head on over to 10MinuteStockTrader.com and download the 1-Minute Options Trading Quick Start Guide. It never will be outdated, and it applies to every single options trade that's ever made, so it'd be really useful for you. And then while you're there, check out the free portfolio page. That'll show you everything I've traded over the last year. And since you're on the website, why don't you check out the free trading course? And I put that together to help you trade faster and trade smarter with all the tools, tips, and tricks that I use in my own portfolio. And if you haven't set up your Tastyworks account yet, please be sure to do so. Head over to tastyworks.com and use the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, for over $150 in free exclusive bonuses from 10MinuteStockTrader.com. And thank you so much for listening to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. It means the world to me that I can be a part of your day, and thanks for stopping by. Now that wraps up today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. I've been your host, Christopher Yule, and thanks for stopping by.
10MinuteStockTrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule, through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of transacting security trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice tailored to any particular client's situation or investment objectives. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealer. Stocks, options, futures options, and any instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment trading decisions and for evaluating the merits and risk associated with the use of any financial security and brokerage platform. For more information, please visit 10MinuteStockTrader.com/legal.
And thanks for stopping by.